From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Land Office reports that in the month of April, New Mexico set a record for the highest monthly royalty earnings from oil and gas leases. $110 million was earned in April, which was more than any month in state history. The previous monthly record, $109 million in 2020. The revenue from those royalties will benefit public schools, hospitals, and other programs that are tied in to the oil and gas industry. Lovington police continue their investigation into a shooting between two men on Monday night in the 200 block of Avenue Q. Lovington PD spokesperson Detective Sergeant David Miranda has more.
Actually, investigation revealed at this time we know one person was doing the shooting that we currently know of, and that person is known to us, and we are seeking him out.
Police expect to release the name of that suspect very soon. And Miranda explains that
it wasn't some random attack. It didn't involve a break-in or a burglary or anything like that. It was two family members that were known to each other.
Board members of the Roswell Independent School District voted unanimously Tuesday night to offer a two-year contract as district superintendent to Brian Luck, who is currently the principal of Goddard High School. Luck replaces Ann Lynn McElroy, who was superintendent less than 2 years. Retired and longtime superintendent Mike Gottlieb served as interim during the search for a new superintendent. Luck will begin his two-year term as superintendent on June 14th, which will end on June 30th of 2023, with an annual salary of $150,000. A Reeves County, Texas sheriff's deputy has been arrested and charged after a complaint was filed with the sheriff's office. Gregory Ariano allegedly conducted a premeditated traffic stop as an excuse to threaten a citizen over personal issues. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Avery.